Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents this week. We'd like to begin by talking about legislation that you're introducing that deals with rural broadband and making sure that folks in remote areas have access to the internet. Talk to us about what's going on with this legislation.
Well, the legislation that I've introduced, it's House Bill 2293, and it would establish the Rural Broadband Deployment Act. This is legislation to bring additional broadband infrastructure and connectivity to rural communities throughout the state. Access to high-speed internet is not a luxury. It's a necessity for students and teachers and for farmers and business owners. And this is an issue that's been getting more attention lately, and I'm glad to see that. Both the president and the governor have pledged funding for broadband infrastructure initiatives. And what the legislation would do is establish a special fund in the state treasury into which federal, state, and other funding can be deposited for the use of the deployment of rural broadband high-speed internet services. And I think this is very important because the board would be made up of stakeholders from many organizations and government agencies to get all the perspectives on the table. And there's language in the bill that would require that the funding and the projects be focused on the most underserved areas of the Commonwealth, and I think that that's very important. The bill has been referred to the House Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee for consideration and further review.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is there's going to be an opportunity for folks to come out and find out what's going to be going on with Denton Hill State Park and the future there. Talk to us about this upcoming meeting.
The Department of Conservation and Natural Resources is holding an informational public meeting about the master plan for the Denton Hill State Park on Wednesday, May 23rd. It's going to be held from 6 to 8 p.m. at the lodge in the park. DCNR is planning to give more details on their master plan. This is something that's been in the works for quite a while, and it's something that we've been working very hard to move forward. We want to get Denton Hill State Park back open, and also there's a need to grow the recreation opportunities at the park into a four-season operation rather than just a winter operation. So everyone's looking forward to the results of the master plan, and it's something we need to continue moving forward with.
And Representative, the next thing we'd like to talk about involves unclaimed property and how you can find out if you've got some unclaimed property and how to claim that. Talk to us about this issue.
The Pennsylvania Department of the Treasury is holding more than $3.2 billion in unclaimed property, with about 1 in 10 residents eligible to recoup that property. Unclaimed property is a financial asset that's been left inactive by the owner for a period of 3 years or more. And commonly, this is savings or checking accounts, uncashed checks, unclaimed insurance benefits, things that have been abandoned and forgotten, safe deposit boxes. It can range from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. The Treasury is required to advertise the names and addresses of unclaimed property owners in their last known county of residence, but only if the property is valued in excess of $250. So oftentimes there's unclaimed property in someone's name and they don't even realize it. This is an effort to get that unclaimed property back to the rightful owner. There's a database where you can search to see if you're owed unclaimed property. And you can go to the Treasury website at www.patreasury.gov or certainly contact one of my district offices and we'd be glad to assist.
Representative Causer, talk to us about the issue of veterans benefits and people charging fees to make sure that people can get access here. Talk to us about what needs to go on and what doesn't need to go on.
Well, the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs is reminding veterans and their dependents that they should never have to pay for help to apply for veterans benefits. There have been organizations out there that have asked for a fee, and there's certainly no need to do that. Under both state and federal law, accredited veteran service organizations are authorized to provide free advice and assistance to veterans as they help with applications for veterans benefits. In addition, I host veteran service officers at all of my district offices to assist with veterans issues. To learn more from the State Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, you can go to their website at www.dmva.pa.gov.
Representative Causer, thanks for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Martin Causer.